Introduction. Prayer. It's the conversation between you and God. A simple conversation with no special words, no certain way to start or stop. Just you, spending time with God. Your words and His words back to you. And as you practice quieting the noise of the day, silencing the sounds vying for your attention, you will begin to hear and sense His voice. You will begin to experience an ongoing, natural conversation with God. You can use these prayer prompts however you want, but for your first time through, try doing it all at once. Have a journal with you or something else to write on. We'll be using the outdoors to help us experience the creative possibilities of prayer. So if you can, do this when you have 35 to 40 minutes to spend outside. Even though there isn't one right way to pray, this experience will lead you through a four-part framework called the Pray Model that you can use to guide your prayer time. The four parts are praise, repent, ask, and yield. It's a four-part rhythm that you can come back to as often as you want or do piece by piece. But right now, walk outside and begin to look around. Prepare yourself to be open to the possibility that God is real in this moment, that He hears you, and that He responds.
Praise, Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. God's blessings are abundant, and they are all around us. From the air we breathe, to the places we live, to the friend who has always stood by us. We can see His abundance when we're paying attention. Maybe He has blessed you with a job, a child, a full refrigerator, good neighbors, a place to sit in the grass, the time to sit in the grass. Gratitude is our greatest weapon against fear and uncertainties. And as we express our gratitude to God, we grow closer to His heart, we gain perspective, we find strength. Look around. Consider what you're standing on, what you see in front of you. Then look behind you, above you. Spend a few minutes thanking God for what you are seeing and experiencing. When we praise God, it is an act of worship. Spend the next few minutes thinking beyond the physical environment around you. Consider the good experiences God has given you, the dark places He has pulled you through, the people He has put in your life. Thank Him specifically for these things. Worship Him through your praise.
King of my heart, be the mountain where I run. Repent. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. When we follow Jesus, we are called to repent, to seek forgiveness from God and turn away from behavior that displeases Him. This is a daily choice and a mark of strength. Picture King David, one of the most powerful men of his time, on his knees before God, pleading for his forgiveness. Repentance is strength. And as it says in the book of Acts, it is when we repent that we find refreshment. We are released from the burden of our wrongs. Go ahead and start taking a walk. As you're walking, look for rocks and sticks that you can collect. Begin picking these things up, as many as you can. Fill your pockets, your hands. Once you have collected as many as you can, continue walking. You might begin to notice that it has become difficult to walk comfortably. A new weight is on you. This weight and discomfort is a physical representation of a spiritual reality. We carry around our wrongs. They burden us. They complicate our life. They separate us from experiencing the fullness of God's love. We are not meant to carry these burdens. For the next few minutes, identify the important places and people in your life: home, family, work, friends. Ask God to reveal times that you have wronged someone in any of these areas. It could be a fight you had with your spouse, a time at your job when you took the credit owed to someone else, a time when you were judgmental or prideful. You can go as far back as childhood. A moment of disrespect toward a parent. A relationship you took advantage of. As each moment comes to mind, pull out a rock or stick. With each wrong you identify, this moment can be your opportunity to repent of it, to turn from that behavior, to release that burden and receive God's grace. After you have repented, throw the rock away. One by one, repent and throw them away. Begin to feel the weight lifted. Take as long as you need. Pause this recording until you are ready to move on. Once you are finished, the most important part of this exercise is to never go back to the rocks. Once they are cast away, they're gone forever. Because our God is a God of mercy and love, and He wants you to be released, to be free, to find refreshment and peace. Rest in the beauty of His forgiveness.
How great the chasm the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory, wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my
promise. Your buried body began.
Ask. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. Take out your journal now, or something to write on. Open to a blank page and write down these true statements. I am valuable to God, and I am not a burden to Him. God is concerned with the details of my life. God is not limited by my physical time, space, and understanding. God is still God regardless of the outcome of my specific situation. Now take the next few minutes and ask God for whatever is on your heart. If it helps to keep you focused, write them down. Maybe it's something that's been weighing heavy on your mind. Maybe it's something you've given up on or feeling like God hasn't responded to. Maybe it's something you need help with. In these quiet moments, make your requests known to Him, simply, humbly, desperately, honestly. In the scripture we just read from 1 John, there's an interesting line. It says, if we ask according to His will, He hears us. This gives us a unique perspective on the purpose of prayer. Maybe it's not us getting what we think we need or the outcome we want, but rather that we ask for God's will to be revealed and accomplished. We choose to trust God's perfect perspective because our own perspective is distorted by our current earthly and broken condition. What we're going to do now is profess that we trust God to be God, regardless of the outcomes of what we just asked for. We trust that He knows our situation, our heart, our desires, and He knows the best way to handle every situation we find ourselves in. Keep in mind that we may never see our prayers answered in our lifetime, and sometimes it may appear that He did not or could not intervene. Just say to Him, I trust You to be all You are in this situation. Finally, take out your phone or find one nearby. This might feel awkward, or you might be tempted to skip it, but try it and see what happens. You might be surprised. You're going to leave yourself a message. You can leave a voicemail, send an email, or text yourself, telling yourself the truth about what God thinks of you. Go ahead. and repeat the statements you wrote down earlier. Then if there's anything else you want to say to yourself, say it now, and keep the message as a reminder of the truths about who you are to God. You are loved.
Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In all mighty fortress, you go before.
yield. Psalm 130, verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen waiting for the morning. As we've been praising, repenting, and asking, we've been learning to yield. We've been putting ourselves in a posture of submission to the Eternal Father who loves us in a way more pure than we can even begin to comprehend. These last 5 minutes will be a time to receive God in a spirit of complete submission. You can do this in many ways, but one way is to physically put yourself in a position that says to God, I am yours. I humbly receive you. You can do that right now by literally getting on your knees, just as King David did, just as God's followers have done for centuries. Or you can simply open your hands, palms up, as an act of total yielding. And while you're kneeling or opening your hands, listen for God's words upon your heart. Give Him whatever you need to give Him. Receive whatever He offers. And stay in this position as long as you want.
Thank you. surrender.